Hello, everyone. We're excited to see you.
The participants do a meet and greet.
Cosmo is a 3.5-year-old golden retriever.
Before going into virtual breakout rooms. There, the children read to pal dogs and their owners for 30 minutes.
Nice.
Spending 15 minutes with two different pups. So far, 250 kids have signed up for the sessions, which keep growing to keep up with the demand.
I think the program has been popular because it's something that is new and it's exciting. It's fun.
Is that a unicorn?
And that's also true for 6-year-old Lucy, who hopes Hammy enjoyed today's story.
I think he understood it because my book was about, because it was about animals.
Hayworth says the program helps kids enhance their reading skills and gain self-confidence.
It's awesome to just have an audience that isn't judging. It doesn't care if you mispronounce a word.
As word got around about PAL's Zoom reading program, children from elsewhere in the United States and from Canada began signing up for the sessions. This includes 8-year-old Lincoln from Richmond, Virginia, who is reading The Cat in the Hat to Krusty and PAL volunteer Carrie Shepherds.
I love it.
I know some good games we could play, said the cat. I know some new tricks, said the Cat in the Hat.
I like the rhymes. The dogs really want mostly pictures and not words.
Lincoln's mother says her son perks up when he reads to the dogs.
I noticed, especially after the first time, how happy and confident he seemed to feel.
Even after the Washington area libraries reopen, Hayworth plans to continue the virtual program.
Would you hold up your book?
We expect kids to continue from all over the country, and potentially the world. And we look forward to one day welcoming dogs from around the country.
Hey, Layla.
Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.
Hey, everybody. Awesome. Welcome back.